comes forth. I once was young, but now I'm old.
All right, now.
I never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed beg and bread. Oh no, you just trust and believe. Whatever you ask, you shall receive. Whatever you want, God's got it. My friend, right now is yours. I once was young, but now I'm old. I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Oh no, you just ask and believe. Whatever you ask, you shall receive. Whatever you want, God's got it. Whatever you need, He will supply. Whatever you want, God's got it. If it's love, God's got it. If it's joy, God's got it. If it's hope, God's got it. If it's peace, God's got it. 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 My friend right now is yours. It's yours.
Amen.
It's yours.
Yes, Lord, it's yours. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever you need.
That's the truth.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Not at all. Whatever we need, praise God.
Yes.
Just ask.
Mm-hmm. You shall receive. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
May the Lord has made.
Yes.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're part
of. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
We did.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Now I'm glad about being in the number.
Amen.
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 One more time.
Well, it's so.
Hallelujah. You may have some aches and pains, but I'm glad to be here in the way to feel them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He said we're going to have them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look forward to see him coming because you know, working for him are good.
Amen. Uh-huh. Tell it,
I did not feel like it's doing it, but the word said so, that's what it is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that have been them. Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. For his marvelous, his mighty, his everlasting Father. He's a great God.
Yes, he is.
Yes, Lord. Kind and merciful God.
Yes, he is. Yes, thank you, Lord.
And I thank him for being so merciful.
Thank you, Lord.
Full of grace.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So,
thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord and love him with all our heart, soul, and mind, and body.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he is our great provider.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He brought us down to the 24th day of September.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
2023.
Yeah.
It's gone by quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Hallelujah.
That's the truth.
It seemed like it was just Sunday yesterday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming so quick. So I thank the Lord for enable us to endure and during the time.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. On the book of St. Matthew,
mm-hmm.
seventh chapter, Verse 1.
Amen.
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 Amen. Matthew 7, verse 1, and probably 2. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Tell somebody, stop judging.
Stop judging.
Amen.
And well, some of us may not admit it, but all of us are guilty of judging.
Yeah.
Amen.
Every day we judge something or judge somebody.
Tell it, Pastor.
Right. May not be intended to do it that way, but you judge in your mind.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you may tell somebody that's on with the phone.
Uh-huh.
What you decide about a situation and a certain person.
Mm-hmm.
But the word has told us not to judge.
Judge.
All right. So Amen. That's what we're not supposed to do.
Amen.
Judge. And so we come to you today to tell you, stop judging.
Amen.
It doesn't do you no good.
Amen.
There's no personal gain out of it, even though you may think so. There's no spiritual gain from it. There's no blessings gained from it, from the Lord.
Amen.
Because you're going against his word. And he's not blessing you go wrong. But he will turn around. All right?
Yes.
And let it aim at the purpose for which he wants it to go.
Man.
He allowed things to come in our lives that we might see ourselves.
Amen.
And then clean ourselves up, not somebody else.
Amen. Yeah, Pastor.
We can't be cleaning up somebody else in their household.
That's so.
But we can work on our household.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. So that's what we need to do. We got to spend more time looking at ourselves.
Amen.
And less time looking at somebody else.
Tell it, Pastor.
Why are you looking at them in the first place? When Jesus said, keep your eyes on him.
Amen.
And if you keep your eyes on him,
Amen.
He will give you perfect peace.
Amen.
Why are you going to get perfect peace while keeping your eyes on him? It's because he's going to lead you into peace. He's able to handle it in the situation.
Yes.
That arises in your life that this day.
That's right.
And since we know that he can handle it, then we can be at peace. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to send our blood pressure out of the roof.
Huh?
We don't have to be worried and about certain things that will cause us our pressure to go up, causing some of us to go and stroke out. But keep your mind stayed on him.
Yes.
Yes.
And knowing that he's able to do any and all things.
Yes.
That he desired to do or desire for you to have. He's able to do that. Judge not.
Judge not.
That you be not judged. So when you judge, somebody gonna be judging you.
Amen.
All right. So you can't get by with judging. You think you did, but somebody is judging you the same way you're judging somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
Amen.
And then you won't be judged.
Amen.
Okay, because I have no basis for judging your own. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. So that is laid out for you, plain and simple. Whatever measure you use for judging, whatever your reasons are, whatever thing you're going to use it, your measure stick for to do your judging, it's going to be done the same to you. Okay. Everything you aim for somebody else to happen to with them,
yes,
it's going to happen to you.
Amen.
So we can bring a lot of peace and joy in our lives if we don't judge.
Right.
Okay. We look at somebody and come to some kind of conclusion, and it may not be anywhere near what it is truly happening. But only in your mind, you assume.
Yes.
That something happened.
Amen.
Assume
Amen.
Something went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We assume too much.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. We assume things and going in the courthouse, make the judge will only allow it. But in God's house, in the church house, everything goes. Okay. We don't do what the words say. We go against the word.
Yes.
We do the opposite of what the word tells us to do.
Yeah.
Tell you go left, you go right. Tell you stop, you go. Tell you hold your peace, you speak out. All right. And nobody gonna tell you anything you don't tell them something back. These are things that ought not to be.
Amen.
God, Jesus don't want you judging because they're one thing, but not capable of judging people.
That's right.
We're not good enough to judge anyone.
That's right.
Because sin is sin.
Right.
And sin can't judge sin.
That's right. Amen.
So all of us are in sinful flesh.
Yes.
Doesn't matter how holy you are. That what's holy is your inner man.
Yes.
Okay. But it's physical man that you tend to judge. There's nothing good in that physical body.
That's right. That flesh.
Okay. It's there to house you on earth. But the real you is the spiritual man.
Amen.
Okay. And you shouldn't judge because when you judge, it comes from your heart.
Amen.
And causes us to condemn people. But we're instructed in the word not to condemn. Paul says in Romans 8, therefore now there's no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So everyone that is born again of the flesh, the water and spirit. Everyone that is born again, okay, cannot be condemned.
Amen.
So when you're judging another saint, your judgment is in vain.
Yes.
Okay. Because where it said there is no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody ought to say that. There is.
No more.
Condemnation. To those that are in Christ Jesus.
Therefore,
our things that we judge them about is in vain.
Amen.
You can't condemn them because there ain't no condemnation. That condemnation has been taken up on the cross.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hung up, scratched by,
yes.
Pierced in the side, all for our deliverance.
Yes.
That we will not be judged. Yes. The Lord said he won't bring it back on you to condemn you in this world, not in the world to come.
Yes.
So, why beholdest thou the mote that's in your brother's eye?
Honor.
But consider this not that is that the beam that is in your own eye.
Yes.
All right. So, why are you trying to get a mote out of my eyes, a little speck of dust?
Mm-hmm.
And why are you trying to get that and you got a beam in your eye?
Amen.
Okay, a big piece of wood.
Yes.
There in your eye. You can't even see my eye. How are you going to do it and figure out how to get the mote out of my eye?
Amen.
Okay. In other words, you got more wrong with you than I got with me.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
And you are trying to clean me up, and your clothes are dirtier than mine.
Amen.
And maybe I just came out the mud. You just came out the back of field. I can wash my clothes with the mud and get it coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But that tobacco stain is there for good while.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, why are you trying to clean up my house?
Huh.
And your house got dirt on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm. Clean up your own house.
That's right.
There'll be plenty for you to do.
I know, that's right.
And you need some extra time after then.
That's true. You know I do.
Clean up your own house. You find that you'll be cleaning it all day. And all your working hours, you'll be need to be cleaning.
Amen.
Because we're constantly breaking God's word. Over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So why behold the boat that's in my eye and you got a beam in yours?
Mm-hmm.
Or how will thou say to thy brother,
mm-hmm.
let me pull out this mote out of thine eye. And behold, a beam is in thy own eye.
Yes.
How are you going to do that?
It ain't easy.
See, you're claiming to be holier than thou. There's nobody no holier than anybody else.
Mm.
Because we're all holy by the same spirit.
Amen.
By the same word.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one more holier than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're not better than anybody else.
Amen.
Even though you may think so.
Amen.
All right. Just because you got a big house don't mean you're better than me.
Amen.
Hold on.
That big house that doing no more for you than my little house.
Amen.
Amen.
All it does is shelter you.
Yes. That's right.
Place to stay warm and place to stay cold.
Preach it. Preach it.
My little house is doing the same thing your big house.
Amen.
You just got to pay more money for getting the same thing I'm doing with my little house.
Amen.
Okay. So you are doing these things.
Yes.
And it's all in vain. Okay. Well, look at here, you got that beam. That's the thing that holds that house together that's from on the rooftop. That goes from one side to the midway and then come back down the other side. That beam that holds the roof up. You got a great big beam in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get a speck of dust, sawdust out of my eye. Okay. Work on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Or how will you thou say to thy brother, let me pull that beam out of your eye, that mote out of your eye, and you have a beam in your eye. Look at your own self.
Amen.
Okay. And then you'll be able to see clearly how to get the mote out of my eye.
Amen.
But yeah, you got to keep yourself clean first. And we're always sinning.
Mm-hmm.
We're always falling short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
The word of God says you're a hypocrite.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
You hypocrite.
That's right.
Tending to be all thou.
Hypocrite.
But tending to be holier than thou.
Always on
me. Okay. First you need to get yourself cleaned up.
That's right. Amen.
And then, once yourself get yourself cleaned up, you better help me out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thou shalt see clearly.
Yes, thou.
Okay. Ask somebody that. Do you see clearly?
Did you see clearly?
Yeah. It's something on your eye. Or you're judging.
Amen.
And the enemy is going to make sure you see all the wrong that you're looking for.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even though it may not be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you're gonna, it's in your mind so strongly that you think you saw it. And nobody else saw it but you.
Yeah.
Give not that which is holy unto the dogs.
Right.
And neither cast ye your pearls before the swine. Lest that trample them under your foot, under their foot. And turn again and rend you. And
uh-huh.
Make sure you're doing what you need to be doing. The word says all you got to do is ask, and it shall be given.
Amen.
Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receive it.
Uh-huh.
And he that seeketh, find it.
Yes.
And to him that knock, it shall be opened. What man of you there is that when his son asked for some bread,
would you give him a stone?
I would give him a stone. If your You ask for fish. If you ask for fish, will you give him a snake? If you being good, being evil, know how to give good things to your children, how much more can do your Heavenly Father give it to you?
Amen.
That ask of him.
Yes, praise God.
Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. The word of God says that Jesus went into the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning, he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him. And he sat down and taught them. Okay? Amen. So you don't have to always stand when you read the word of God. If Jesus come and speak of the word, and it said he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman that is taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken into adultery in the very act. Now, see how the devil is busy?
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The word said they came early in the morning. That's why when you get up, you need to be praying.
Amen.
Amen.
So the devil already beat you up. He didn't go to sleep last night.
That's the truth.
Okay, he was busy planning your day for the day.
Yes.
All right. He set up somebody for you to judge. And not get your words straightened out. But he wants you to be on guard.
That's right.
All the time. Tell somebody,
somebody's watching you.
That they might condemn you.
They might condemn you.
Yeah. So it says, Jesus said they're ministering. And the Pharisees and scribes brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her down in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Okay. All right. And Moses said in his law, commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? Now, what they were doing, they really were somewhat concerned about the woman in adultery. But they were trying to pick Jesus up.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So they can have something to condemn him about. So if they try to trick Jesus up, what do you think they're going to do to you?
Same thing.
They're going to try to do the same thing to you.
Amen.
Okay. So people are looking for ways to bring you down. Right. No matter how holy you are, because if you don't get the holier than Jesus.
Amen.
And then try to pick him up. They're going to do that to you too.
Mm-hmm.
So this they said, try to attempt to Jesus that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger started writing on the ground as though he heard them not. Now, what would we do if they had brought somebody to you that's been caught in the very act of doing whatever they were doing that was wrong. Do you jump in on the conversation and say, and join them in condemning the woman?
No.
Or Jesus said, didn't say a word.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But when we first hear it, do we change the subject or not comment? Or do we join and say, honey, I know it, so. Okay. What would we do? Would we get him out, judge his robe, and get on our high bench and hit that gavel against the desk and call the court in order and condemn that person right then and there,
mm-hmm,
without going through any kind of system that the word requires us to do? Okay. All right, then we try to help the person.
Amen.
Get them back converted, back on the right road.
Mm-hmm.
And do we push them down further down on the ground?
Mm-mm-mm.
The word says, Jesus didn't say a word. He just stooped down on the ground,
mm-hmm,
and began to write
on the ground, mm-hmm,
with his finger.
Yes.
And they kept on pestering Jesus, asking him, and he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin, let him throw the first stone at this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those words are words of wisdom.
Yes.
That the Lord and it shows his mercy,
mm-hmm,
and his compassion.
Yes.
For the person.
Mm-hmm.
It also shows that we shouldn't jump right on something.
Amen.
Without first praying about it.
Yes.
Jesus got down on the ground,
mm-hmm,
stooped there, and wrote. I don't know what he wrote, because the Bible didn't say so.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have been something concerning the people's sins that are not necessarily the people's sin, but the things that people do to sin.
Mm-hmm.
He might wrote down some sins that he know all everybody commit.
Yes.
So, He stooped down again and continued to write on the ground. And they heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the youngest. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. Okay. Every one of them, the oldest to the youngest, saw what Jesus wrote on the ground. And whatever it is that he wrote on the ground, they could see them being a part of it. They saw themselves doing those things that are called sin for them. That you may not be committing the same sin I'm going to commit, but you're committing something. And the word said that all sin is sin.
Man.
And if you are guilty of one, you're guilty of all of them.
Amen.
Okay, so when you lie, you're guilty of adultery. When we lie, we're guilty of robbery, stealing.
Come on now.
Whatever this sin cause might be.
Yes.
Cause if you give the one, you give the all.
Amen.
Sin is nothing but disobedience to the word of God.
Amen.
And when you disobey the word of God, you sin and you broke all of them.
Come on now. Say so.
Okay. So they saw themselves, and as they saw themselves, they left.
Yes.
And Jesus and the woman now standing there alone. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said to the woman, "Where are those thine accusers? Had no man condemned thee?" They couldn't condemn him. They could throw those stones. You can't throw those stones. Stop judging.
Stop judging.
And they came judging the woman.
Yes.
And always convicted her and condemned her too by the time they got to Jesus. But it said, the law said, supposed to be stoned. But the law also said, the man probably stoned along with her. The law said, when you bring one, you need to bring them both.
Yes.
Yes.
So that was a sin they committed right there. Trying to condemn somebody, and they already condemned themselves by going against the law, called themselves holding up the law. You can't do part of the law.
That's right.
And get by, you got to do the whole law.
Whole law.
You can't live half of the word.
Amen.
You got to live all of the word.
Yes. Amen.
You tell you not to lie. You got to stop lying. Okay, you stop worrying.
Amen.
Better stop worrying because you're sinning.
Yes.
The word tell you not to worry.
Not to worry.
You worry, you disobeying. Let it soak in a little bit. Okay. So, don't worry Don't judge.
Worry.
Don't lie. Don't steal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hate. Love one another.
Amen.
Give God praise.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And everything you're going through.
Amen.
All right. Give him the praise.
Okay. Give him the praise. Glory be to God.
For his praise belongs to him.
Amen.
Okay. And so Jesus says to the woman, no man, he asked the woman, has no man condemned thee?
Uh-huh.
And she said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee.
Amen.
Go
and
sin no more. Go and sin no more.
Amen.
I don't condemn you.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Nobody else will condemn you.
Yes.
Just go.
Go.
And sin no more. Mm-hmm. In other words, he didn't hold that over her head.
Amen.
He gave the opportunity to be delivered.
Yes.
And said, don't sin no more.
No more.
But we know, as the story go, that woman was going to sin again.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus knew it. Just like he knew when he saved us.
Mm-hmm.
That we're going to mess up again.
Yes.
But we can't, won't call it sin because we've been removed from the law.
Yes.
The law is no more to those that are in Christ Jesus. So, but just because there's no law over us don't mean you're going to get out there and do it anyway.
Amen.
God forbids it.
Uh-huh.
It's against his word.
Okay.
So, to go and sin no more. Go in peace. Go not condemning. Go not judging. Go not accusing. Because know that the word is for you. And the word is for your healing. The word is for your deliverance. The word is for your joy. The word is for your forgiveness.
Amen.
All right. Bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you.
Good teaching today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Elders Lorraine, you got your Sunday school lesson.
I sure did. I was paying attention to that, Deacon Wayne. Oh, I got it anyhow.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus,
yes,
and all he done for me,
yes,
so my soul cried out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all he done for me,
yes,
so my soul cried out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me.
Yes.
I thank God for for saving me. I thank God for saving me. You know my soul cried out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
May the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide now, here, and so evermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.